With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Two police officers and one medic have been shot and killed early today at a domestic abuse call in a Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville. Officials say police were responding to a call of, quote, a family in great danger. Situation just doesn't look any better for the current occupant in the White House. President Biden's job approval numbers remain very low.
According to the end-of-week average at RealClearPolitics.com, Mr. Biden's job approval is only 40.1%. That's more than 5 points lower than former President Trump's average of 45.3% on a same-day comparison of their first terms. Separately, 538.com's average has Mr. Biden's approval at only 39.4% at the end of last week. On that same site, Mr. Biden's trend remains flat near 40% as it has since August 2022. Historically, incumbents whose approval was at this low level at this point in their fourth year were former Presidents Trump, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Gerald Ford, all of whom were defeated in their respective attempts for a second term. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, for the first time in history, a former American president is facing a possible criminal trial. The latest from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
We learned last week that jury selection for Donald Trump's New York hush money case will begin the last week of March. A judge in Manhattan refused to delay the trial as requested by Trump's legal team. The trial is expected to last several weeks and will force the former president to spend more time in a courtroom as he runs for the White House. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts stemming from payments to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And this is SRN News. 40 Days for Life is underway.
Twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, the pro-life campaign organizes prayer vigils outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. Every year, things happen. Women decide not to have abortions. Clinic workers quit their jobs. And occasionally, a clinic closes altogether. The movement went international a few years ago, now involving more than 650 cities in the U.S. and abroad. To find a vigil in your neighborhood, just visit 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accusing Turkey's President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. ICC points out to a number of attacks against Christians. This is SRN News. Federal investigators are pushing for better cockpit voice recorders.
The investigators are pointing to limits of the device on the jetliner that suffered a door panel blowout last month over Oregon. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Federal Aviation Administration should require all current planes to have recorders that can capture 25 hours of audio. That would be up from the current standard of 2 hours.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The FAA has proposed the 25-hour standard, but only for new aircraft. 2 years after California launched an effort to keep organic waste out of landfills, the state is behind on getting food recycling programs up and running. Spokesman says about 75% of communities in the state are currently collecting organic waste from various homes. More details at srnnews.com.